MLS President Mark Abbott described his visit to Charlotte as very positive and productive. He met with business leaders and people in the soccer community.
I couldn't help but being struck by how proud they are of this community, and justifiably so, and the sense of unity that I saw.
A dozen cities, including Raleigh, submitted bids. To help show support for a team, MLS for Charlotte held a rally uptown. That's the ownership group behind Charlotte's proposal. It's led by Marcus Smith. He took to the stage at First Ward Park.
The president of Major League Soccer, Mark Abbott. Let's hear it. Mark Abbott, everybody, from it. Let him hear you. Come on.
About 200 people showed up to the rally. Devo Tindall was one of them. He plays soccer and is excited about the prospect of an MLS team in Charlotte. He thinks it would pay off for the city.
I've lived in MLS cities before, and I know what the buzz it creates. It's good for the economy, it's good for the lifestyle, it's good for everything.
The MLS has made it clear that any bid requires a dedicated MLS stadium. Charlotte's proposal would remake Memorial Stadium just east of Uptown into one. It comes with a price tag of $175 million. Smith wants the city and county to provide half of that. He feels confident the county will approve its share.
I don't know where the city's going to come out. I think that we have a great opportunity to bring Major League Soccer to Charlotte.
And if the city doesn't agree to pay the $44 million or approves a number less than that,
we'll have to cross that bridge when we come to it.
The city's Economic Development Committee is scheduled to discuss the funding tomorrow. The county is expected to vote on it August 2nd. The MLS will let cities know by the end of the year whether Major League Soccer will be coming to their town in 2020. For WFAE News, I'm Crystal Hogan, Charlotte.